Addressing the nation on South Sudan's 11th independence anniversary earlier this month, President Salva Kiir said there are plans to draw a new roadmap aimed at smoothly ending the transitional period, but did not elaborate. 2 weeks ago, a team of four senior government officials submitted a proposed roadmap to the president for completing remaining tasks in the 2018 peace deal. President Kiir said the draft proposal is expected to guide the country towards the end of the transitional period and pave the way for peaceful and credible elections. This week, some local media houses reported that Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar agreed to extend the transitional period, but the government has not issued an official statement on extending the mandate of the unity government. Yesterday, the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance said the parties to the peace deal need to clearly outline a framework which includes clear dates for conducting elections if the transitional period is extended. Akwach Ajang, chairperson of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, addressed the reporters in Juba on behalf of his colleagues on Wednesday.
"We are saying you cannot extend this document without telling us exactly when are you going to conduct election, because it cannot be a scenario of transition after transition. We have to have a date for the election. This is very important for our citizens to know."
Ajang says any roadmap that fails to state when elections will be held is nothing more than a political move by leaders to blindfold the public and continue to stay in office. He called on citizens to get involved and tell the parties what the South Sudanese people want, which is the restoration of peace and stability.
"It is your duty as citizen of this country to call for your rights, the rights for the election, the right to choose the politician that you believe in her capacity or in his capacity to deliver services to this country, to govern this state. So this is very crucial and very important for our citizens to follow. It is your duty to do it. If you don't, they are not going to conduct an election."
With 7 months left for the expiration of the transitional period, the signatories of the 2018 peace agreement are yet to set dates for the upcoming elections due in December. Earlier this month, the National Assembly passed the Controversial Political Parties Act, which is meant to guide the parties towards holding elections. The Elections Act, which is aimed at guiding the conduct of elections, is yet to be amended and ratified by Parliament. The peace deal requires that the parties shall conduct elections 2 months before the end of the transitional period, which expires in February 2023. Ajang says it's time for South Sudanese to push efforts to have an accountable government that delivers services such as security, education, and health care.
"For us, we have to have a social contract by giving our rights to individuals that we believe they are responsible to deliver services. And in return, when we elect you, whether commissioner, whether governor or MP or the president, we expect you to deliver services to the people of South Sudan, including security, roads, and all the services that we need."
A number of important tasks that could ensure the conduct of free and fair elections, such as conducting a population census and implementing security arrangements, remain far behind schedule. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.